Is that restaurant with that chef? Go on in then.
Because we've got a table with your name on it. And when you tuck into your tuna tostada and salsa verde,
your starter, sir.
Followed by chicken quesadilla, then mango cheesecake.
Mm.
Enjoy savings off your bill. With Amex offers, perks are pretty tasty. That's the powerful backing of American Express.
18 plus, subject to status. Enrollment required. T's and C's and eligibility apply.
Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalogue of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/ad-free podcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/ad-free podcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And Away We Go with Georgia King is a brand new travel podcast only on Wondery Plus. Each week, celebrity tour guides will whisk you away to their favourite places in the world with intimate, hilarious, heartwarming conversations that remind us of the power of travel to bring us together. Listen to And Away We Go with Georgia King exclusively with Wondery Plus.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So then we go to a pickleball scene with Heather and Brittany. So now we're going to get to know some more about Brittany. She's a disaster. So hang tight. So Brittany's like, yeah, my mom built a pickleball court in her backyard because the HOA wouldn't let her build a full tennis court. But she did get a pickleball court, so that's fun.
You know, Brittany is one of my Mormon friends. I met her through Angie Harrington, and there's an earnestness and sort of also a vapidity, that kind of an open vulnerability. I meant to say not vapidity. I don't even know if vapidity is even a word, but she has a vulnerability, you know, and I find that really, really charming. Not a very interesting person, but vulnerable. And I appreciate that.
It's just such a nice departure from my other friends that are defensive and cynical, you know.
So they're playing pickleball. This is actually one of the few times where they actually are pretty competent, because we have most of the scene is them hitting the ball back and forth, having a conversation. I was like, I don't think we've ever seen a rally that goes as long as it has gone between these two.
Yeah, and we see that Heather's having a trust fall event or whatever, where they go do ropes courses, and we see the little video thing that she, the video invitation that she made. Do you love adventures? Do you love the outdoors? Do you love friendship? Well, you can have them all if you come to my girl event.
Which you're obligated to go to, because we're shooting it. So then Heather's like, so by the way, how are you and Jared? And she goes, oh my gosh, we're just figuring it out. I'm Mormon, but I've also been married and divorced twice. And I met Jared right after my second divorce, because my ex-husband and his ex-fiance started dating. And then Jared found out first, and he called me, and we commiserated, and we trauma bonds over it, and our friendship turned into romance. And he's an Osmond, and it's really exciting. But Jared and I have broken up like 16 times. And we've always get back together, and we just can't seem to say broken up. Okay. And I have to do her as Ramona, because she looks like she's like Utah Ramona to me. So I can't help.
Really?
But like,
I don't Ramona see Ramona. What do you see about Ramona with her? Like her looks?
I think her face looks so much like Ramona. I cannot not see it.
Oh, Ramona to me is all personality. It's like that just like crazy look in her eyes.
Well, that's why I only did a light Ramona inflection.
Oh my gosh. So Brittany's like, how come you aren't dating Heather? And she's like, because my life is finally going in the direction I want. Why would I mess it up with some guy? Brittany's like, well, you're supposed to. I love when people don't understand that answer. They're just like, but isn't it better to just be miserable than be alone? And she says, you know, I understand a bad marriage because, you know, you and I have had really similar experiences. You know, I'll put it that way. I mean, we sacrifice what we want for a man.
but it seems like you're only divorced for like how many months before you're in another serious relationship? She goes, yeah, I know. Actually, the longest I've ever been single is like 8 months. Well, why does being alone make you uncomfortable? I guess because I value that romantic relationship probably more than I maybe should.
And Heather's like, yeah, but what about your kids? You know, aren't they torn in a million different directions because there's all these guys and issues? And she's like, well, I've totally sacrificed my kids for a man, but that's my fault. And P.S., it's biblical, right?
Well, what happened? What happened, Brittany? Would you like to tell America? It's a long story, and I'm going to need the full cast to be here for me to tell it.
I'm saving that.
I'll just have to tell you some other time.
She totally did, too. She's like, yeah, I'm saving
Even though Heather that. Knows. Heather knows everything in this woman's life except what happened in this unique situation. Heather knows. Heather was like, girl, I'm trying to set you up for America to fall in love with you. To, yeah. No,
she's like, I'm going to pace that out because I'm going to be here 10 years. So,
yeah.
So Heather says that she's Mormon and she's kind of like the Mormon that Heather grew up with. And the celestial law is clear as day. You season your tea with only celestial things. Also, you can get into heaven without children, but not without a husband. So Mormonism creates women that prize their romantic. Oh, this is just so crazy. Like, honestly, who does this? Stop, get out, run. All of you, run. You can't get into heaven without a man. Then what's the fucking point of heaven? In my heaven, there aren't any. In my heaven, there's only housewives. So how does that work?
You know, the most painful part of life and regrets is knowing that you could have made a better choice. And Heather's like, yeah, but you still didn't lose your zest for love. Do you want to talk about it? I'm giving you a chance to do a scene with me. I'm the star of the show. She goes, I really don't know what that's about. She goes, patriarchy, maybe. I don't actually know what that word means. So now... Now we go to the Lunatic Fringe Salon. Is that really what Angie's salon is called? Lunatic Fringe?
The Lunatic Fringe.
Well, so Bronwyn shows up and they're pretty much going to like give Bronwyn a free blowout. And Angie's like, thank God people in Salt Lake City are so vain and like to get their hair done because our business is booming. We're opening our 10th location and Sean and I love working together, okay? We went through a lot last year with people talking about our marriage and rumors and our business and it brought us closer together and we are stronger as a couple today because of it. Thanks, Meredith. I'm Greek.
There is nothing to keep a marriage spicier than gay rumors about your husband in a hair salon. Sean has never gotten more texts from strangers.
Hey, girl, Bronwyn, what's going on? If you thought you were going to get your hair done in peace, you have another thing coming. Because guess what? You are getting a complimentary tzatziki hair treatment.
She's like, well, I'm just dying to see you independent of everybody else. I was like, that girl is the one I want to talk to. That one right there.
Thank you for saying that, because I left Lisa's thinking I love Bronwyn and worried that you might be thinking of me because of how my relationship with Lisa might have looked that night.
Oh, I love a good scroll. Now, I love Lisa, but you know what? It's not like you were wrong. I mean, Lisa is Lisa. You know what I mean? And I just don't go on to kiss her ass and all that. But, you know, I had a conversation separate with Whitney where I said maybe she's got to find a different way to get her point across. But, you know, Bronwyn talks a lot, by the way. That's another thing.
She talks so much.
And I have to remind myself looking at Bronwyn's lines like, okay, condense. She really talks a lot without saying very much. Not that I would know what that's like at all, by the way.
I'm like, it's a foreign experience for me because I'm pretty succinct, I think. Succinct. So she's like, yeah, I mean, I hope that we never have, by the way, Angie, I hope that we never have a full scroll's worth of problems. Are you kidding me? You're worth a longer scroll full of good things. You are a good scroll. And
so then, they're talking about how they met at an event, and Angie thought her husband was so sweet, and Bronwyn's like, oh, wow, like, not everybody sees that side of him. Most people are just asking what size diapers he wears and asking if he needs help crossing the street, so that was sweet of you.
And she goes, yeah, and I, you know, like, you know, I was talking to somebody else and I didn't know that night. And they asked me if I'm hard to get to know. And I said, yes, I am. But I didn't feel that way about you. Can I ask who? And if you don't want to tell me, you don't have to. And she goes, well, Brittany's all over the place. And I want to see how that goes a little bit more. She goes, oh, yeah. You know, I saw Brittany yesterday. We went bowling and she brought the fur heart up twice yesterday. She was just being really weird. And poor Brittany doesn't even get a flashback to like her talking shit about Bronwyn.
I know. I don't think they like Brittany much over there. Okay, well, if there was a flashback, it would be Brittany putting her fingers in the bowling ball and then saying, oh my God, there's a ring on my finger. I think this bowling ball is asking me to marry it.
I don't like to call other women stupid, and like I like to be supportive of other women, but I'm not sure this woman can spell YSL, so I'm not really pressed about whether or not she liked what I was wearing. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm not even saying Yves Saint Laurent. I mean, I don't know if she can put the three letters together. I just wanted to make sure that you really understood my joke, because like I don't like calling other women stupid, but I'm also not sure you even got my YSL joke.
And she's like, yeah. There's no other way to say this. Women like Brittany are why I struggle to make friends. Dun, dun, dun. And she says she often thinks she can trust somebody, but then it turns out that she couldn't trust them. You're the one talking shit behind everybody's back on day one. I don't know what the fuck
and
you're
talking
about.
Please keep doing
about.
It.
What did this lady do? This lady said she liked your costume. She thought she was being complimentary.
So Bronwyn's like, I know, I love that she's still worried about that like a week later. And Angie's like, yeah, so you're gonna really have to go over the top tomorrow, at least to compete with me. I am wearing the biggest sunglasses tomorrow you have ever seen.
And she's like, she says it reminds her of being pregnant at BYU at 19 and everybody was judging her.
I feel like being pregnant at BYU at 19 is like part of like your application essay. It's like,
is it?
It's like, is she pregnant yet?
Not pregnant. Well, not
everyone
married.
On the secret, but like, oh, unmarried. Yeah, because that's like everyone on the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is like, I had my baby when I was 19. I had my baby when I was 20. So yeah. I feel like being 19 and pregnant is like not crazy.
Yeah, but I think the whole unmarried like single mom thing at 19, people were probably like,
yeah, dun, I forgot about dun, that. Dun. I forgot. Thank you for reminding me.
Oh my God, it's like public service.
Thank you. Thank you for like filling in that very important nuance of the situation, but it's true.
But it's interesting that she also walks in with another heavy load on her. I wonder if it's like trauma from college, you know what I mean? She's like pregnant in college, and now she's coming into a new group of girls, so she's like, well, I can't be pregnant, so maybe I can just wear like something gigantic that people can judge. And then so she put on that big fur heart thing. I don't know.
Yeah. So, yeah, she says that she just shoved all that feeling down. And this is why she can't, like, doesn't always feel like she can trust other people. And she's always waiting for someone to let her down.
Oh, Jesus. Well, welcome to humanity. That's what we're supposed to do to each other. Let each other down, you know? And you're so lucky you found a better way to deal with your feelings. Personally, I love eating mine. I just thank you, mustard. Delicious on my feelings. So then she's somehow making this thing of Brittany saying, I like your costume, into Brittany being a bully at 19 when she was pregnant. So that's a lot to put on Brittany, who I don't think really deserves it yet. I think Brittany's going to be a nightmare, but I think you're struggling too hard for a problem with this girl. So this girl didn't do anything.
No. So now they're all arriving at basically a ropes course. A very, very tall ropes course. You know, I'm getting memories of ropes course disasters of the past. Orange County, when Vicky almost got her finger sliced off by the rope. And also New Jersey, where there was issues with Teresa and Margaret. And, you know, ropes courses bring out the worst in our cast, which is why they're really so good for these
ropes
shows.
Ropes course, that's where Jackie actually said, I would never want to be on Marge's bad side. And then look what
happened. That's right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
So here we are at the ropes course. Mary just looks up at and goes, wow, ropes? So if somebody falls, then that's it? Yes, Mary. They're gonna pare down the cast by putting you on ropes. And whoever survives it gets to stay on TV and the world. Stay on the world.
Yeah, this is welcome. You're playing Squid Games. So Heather's like, well, no, I'm.
I love that she's just so serious, too. She's like, so then that's it, then, huh?
One moment you're on a ropes course, next you're like my congregant who drove off a cliff. So Heather's like, no, I'm sure we get harnessed in. So then Maylee shows up and Whitney is like, I think today is just going to be a standstill with Lisa. And like, I'm pissed at her and I feel like she owes me an apology. But I'm also smart enough to know that she probably thinks I owe her an apology.
So then, I just love it. Whitney's practice lines are so funny.
And Whitney's then she gives a little smile
like, yeah. I did that one by myself. So then everybody starts arriving and stuff. And Mary's praying. You know, she's like, please, Lord, please give me your grace. They're trying to murder me now, Lord.
And Brittany is saying, I don't understand why Mary is so rude to me. And Mary's like, well, she's not really a listener. I'm sorry. Mary's telling us. She's like, she's not really a listener. And if you think I'm poor, ask me. But she just assumed I was poor. Okay?
Is it because I tried to relate to her? And Mary's like, no, she's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. She's not even the sharpest spoon.
So now Heather comes and they get instructions on this rope course. And they start. And Meredith is like, no, no, thank you. I have a lot to look forward to, namely putting together a set list for Wonky Donk Donk, who's going to be DJing my bot. That's what we're calling it these days. The bot.
I got a feeling that tonight's going to be a real good night. Sorry, I'm just getting ready for the big day.
We're going to have Torah karaoke. I know that much. But more to come. More to come.
Story karaoke. That's when everyone just reads from the Torah.
Pick your favorite verse and go to town.
That's right. No Alicia Keys allowed.
what Alicia Keys do?
Why does... Well, just when people sing Alicia Keys at karaoke, it's just never good. I'm just going to tell you that right now. This is me speaking from my own personal experience. Every time someone gets up there and sings that one Alicia Keys song, it's always the thing that brings down the entire room. Yeah. So I told my Brooksy no Alicia Keys during Torah Yoki.
Okay, so Meredith's like, no, I can't do it. I have tennis elbow from churning too much butter, all right?
She makes a turning, and they're like, oh, my God, Meredith, we thought we were talking about something else.
She, oh, gosh, I'm supposed to be so happy if I was talking.
Let me tell you something. The real place I got that tennis elbow was making too much. What? Are you saying shakshuka? Yeah, of course.
So Lisa's like, I gotta figure out who I'm gonna push off. So there's tension in the air, you know, because Lisa has to avoid Angie and Whitney. She has to survive.
I got a good one, Ronnie. I guess I'm gonna be super active today, actively avoiding Angie. And actively surviving the ropes course.
You know, it's bad when you're more excited to see Meredith than Lisa.
And so she's telling Whitney and Mary that Lisa walked up and she's like, why can't she just be nice? I'm feeling a little uncomfortable.
Please don't leave me. Just Whitney making a plea. And Mary's like, oh, that made my lips chapped. I need some chapstick after that.
What even mean? So then they do the ropes course. And it's crazy. It's wackiness. And I don't know. I don't have anything to say about ropes course.
Well, it is. No, it is. It is really funny seeing them all up there on the ropes course. And at one point, probably the funniest part is at one point, Heather, like, basically, like, I don't know what happened, but she winds up like on her knees in front of like the ropes course instructor on top of this like giant pole. And they're like, it looks like Heather's blowing the guy. It really does. And I just sat there and giggled because I honestly do have the mind of my bar mitzvah 13-year-old self.
Getting blown? What's happening? No,
laughing at really just
like that was quite a things. Party.
My bar mitzvah. Listen, my bar mitzvah was quite a party, but unfortunately it was not, well, maybe
fortunately it was not that. Yeah, fortunately.
It wasn't that much. Listen, it wasn't a freak off, okay?
Oh gosh. So I don't know why I'm going so dark today. So the let's see. So they do ropes and then everyone's encouraging each other because it's like girl day. You know, they're like, you can do it. You're a girl. It's like, I'm a girl. I can do it too. And you can do it. We're all girls. Like, yay, we do it. Meredith's like, you're doing great, bath bomb stealer. And then Whitney's like, wow, I'm never going to give a hand job again. That's what it feels like. And then the producer says, why are your hands above your head giving a blowjob? And she goes, well, it's like giving a hand job under a desk. And I've been there a couple of times. Which is hilarious because that's how she met her husband.
And then, so various women are being rescued by the staff because they like get to a point and they're like, we don't want to do this anymore. So at some point, Mary is down on the ground and they're watching Maylee come down from the ropes. And Mary goes, who's that up there? And Mary goes, I think that's Maylee. She's like, oh. I thought Maylee was way thinner than that.
Well, yeah, what the hell's wrong with her?
it's just like she's just so rude all the time. It's hilarious.
Yeah. What the hell was that? And so Lisa comes down, she's like, oh my gosh, I love the earth. It's where Diet Coke grows.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Are you in trouble with the law? Need a lawyer who will fight like hell to keep you out of jail?
We defend and we fight just like you'd want your own children defended.
Whether you're facing a drug charge, caught up on a murder rap, accused of committing war crimes, look no further than Paul Berggren.
All the big guys go to Berggren because he gets everybody off.
You name it, Paul can do it. Need to launder some money? Broker a deal with a drug cartel? Take out a witness? From Wondery, the makers of Dr. Death and Over My Dead Body, comes a new series about a lawyer who broke all the rules.
Isn't it funny how witnesses disappear or how evidence doesn't show up or somebody doesn't testify correctly?
In order to win at all costs.
If Paul asked you to do something, it wasn't a request. It was an order.
I'm your host, Brandon James Jenkins. Follow Criminal Attorney on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Criminal Attorney early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
So now they go to like a little food cart to order some food. And Mary's like, I'll have a quesadilla. And then they get all this food. We see them ordering lots and lots of churros and things like that. And then they're sitting at the table. And then Lisa's like, oh my God, I have never heard the word cis used more. And apparently this is like Maylee's big thing, is that we see a quick montage of her on the ropes course. I'm like, you got it, sis. Come on, sis. You can do it. Hey, sis, get over here. Hurry up, sis.
Maylee just intimating best friendship and sisterhood with everybody there. So then we get Brittany's coming out moment. Brittany's like, ting, 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 ting. Hi, everybody. Hi. I just wanted to make a toast. So... For the talkers, please stop it. Talkers. Okay. Hi, I'm Brittany. You all know me. Now, for those of you who know, who are probably all of you with internet access, like my relationship drama has been on again, off again. So last night, Jared took me out and we bought matching jewelry at Louis Vuitton. And I was like, okay, I hate you. Here we are.
No, why,
we've arrived.
Why is this an announcement?
Why are you why making is this your toast? I'm cringing so hard. Oh, no. And she doesn't stop.
She's like, and then he officially asked me to be his girlfriend. And everyone's like, okay. And he made it Instagram official, which doesn't sound like a big deal, but it is a huge deal because he's never posted about anyone ever. Oh. And everyone's like, what's happening here?
And then Bronwyn goes, but the Instagram I saw, he said my best friend and you guys were at Costco. So, and then we see the picture that he posted and she's like sitting in the cart and at Costco. And it says, sometimes you just have to push your best friend around Costco.
Yes. And Bronwyn's like, I'm not giving up anything to go to Costco with some guy that doesn't claim my ass or at least hasn't invented some sort of technology from 25 years ago that never took off. So Heather is like, nobody's going to take any shine away from Costco. Certainly not me. And while a Costco card has meaning to a lot of people, and certainly in my life, I don't think it's a declaration of love that most young girls are looking for. Meanwhile, if there's anyone who I'm shocked has not like taken over a job at Costco is Heather. I cannot believe she's not standing at the door and as people like walk to leave, she goes up to their car and goes, I need receipts, proof, timeline that you bought this family size of Cheerios. Get it? Gosh. That's my line.
So Mary's like, my best friend at Costco. That was the gesture. Lisa's like, oh, wait, is this the post? Wait, hold on, let me look at it. Yeah, read it, reading, not about me, not about me. Where's my name? Not about me. Yeah, this isn't official. You're not official, Brittany. Sorry. Brittany's like, but I want you to be happy for me. No, Brittany, you don't get to just make stuff up for people to be happy for you. And why are you giving a toast at a party that's not about you? Sit the fuck down, lady.
Yeah. And Mary just goes, I'm just trying to figure out, why do we care? She goes, Mary, rude. Like you were the other night at me. But you were so rude to me the other night. I was not rude. You were rude. You said you identified me with poor.
You identified me with poor. She said, I never called you poor. She goes, yes, you did. And then we just get a look from Angie, who knows that that's not true. But she's just like, I'm Team Mary, I guess, because it's more fun. Have fun.
She goes, I don't have any idea how you grew up. You don't. And I don't care about you and your boyfriend. Like, I don't know why this has to be announced. I don't care.
And Brittany's like, rude. She goes, yeah, most of us don't care. Okay, most of us do not care. And she goes, well, I thought this was a group of friends. And she goes, I don't even know you. So then Heather goes, wait, so are you not open to learning anything about Brittany? Is that what you're saying?
Do you want me to care about you and what you're doing? I didn't ask you to. I didn't have an announcement. Brittany, I would be a little worried about this. You don't even have an endorsement with Wendy's. And Brittany's like, talk to me. Tell me why. Well, I feel like Jared's working you over a little bit. Do you really? Oh my God. I can't believe I'm being worked over by Jared. I can't believe this is also becoming a whole scene on The Real Housewives. I'm sort of like in the center and probably should just be on this cast now.
And Whitney's like, I've never met someone quite like Jared. He seems like a politician to me.
You are like really, really into him. And I see that he cares for you. But the concern Lisa shares, I share as well. Because he should be happy claiming you as his girlfriend, not best friend. You're happy with that? You're fine with that?
It's like, no, it hurts my feelings. So last night I thought I was just so excited to be to do this toast because I just like, it's a huge step for us. I mean, getting to set in the cart, you know, going to Costco. I mean, that's for family sized things. Are we going to have a family? You know what I mean? It just could be so much.
Unfortunately, I think you're just a free sample. There's a lot going on in Brittany's life with her kids and her ex and just trying to figure it out. It's a little bit chaotic and she's working on repairing relationships with her nuclear family.
Someone said, do you want to buy some coffee? And he said, why would I when I've already got the milk for free? You know what I mean? I just thought that was so romantic.
Well, Brittany, what are the issues with your family? Like, what happened with your family?
Oh, well, it's just like huge personal issues. It's just so much. And Heather's like, there's so much going on with her kids, with her ex. She's just trying to figure it out. I mean, there's just so much storyline, so much storyline. They're like, well, what is it? Oh, just, you know, neither of my daughters will talk to me. Why? Oh, it's more of an A story, not really a party piece story.
It's so complicated and really, really personal. And Mary goes, but you trust us about your boyfriend. And Brittany's like, well, you just told me you don't like me or want anything to do with me. I didn't say that. But so I don't want to share my personal details with you. She goes, you're very difficult. You need some soul searching.
And Bronwyn's like, Mare's not wrong. That's my mare. And she's like, I'm kind though. She goes, if you're kind, then why can't you make amends with your children? Which is, oh my gosh.
So Mary is like, it just kind of bothers me. It's kind of like a big trigger for me. Like, it just reminds me of my mom. My mom, like, she cared about having a man. And she basically tells a story about how her mom went off with a guy and neglected her children. And then they were running loose and there was no one to watch over her. And basically this, like, really hurts her. She does not like hearing that Brittany, does not talk with her kids, or her kids won't talk with her.
And this version of the drama is, you know, I mean, two things can be true at once. But for those of you who don't know all this, Mary is in a fight with her mom over the church because her mom feels like that should have been her birthright. But then Mary went and married the step grandfather and suddenly took the church. So, like, the mom's been on podcasts and stuff, like, they hate each other. So, of course, she's dissing her mom, you know, but you're not supposed to be dissing people's parenting on these shows. I mean, that's, leave us to, that's what we do. Like, don't, yeah. Take our stick? Yeah, come on.
But also, like, Brittany is very obviously, like, she is trying to have her own coming out party on the show. Like, she even says that she was thinking about this toast last night. So she was thinking about it. She was going to make a big scene, a big announcement. She wanted to, like, have a moment, and she was going to be like, ugh, I'm going through so much in my life, and yada yada. It all to be, I mean, this Brittany thing feels very rehearsed on her part. And Mary's kind of like, shut up. Like, I know what you're trying to do here, and I'm not going to let you have it.
Yeah. Well, Mary's reaction is the same as mine. I'm like, be quiet. No one cares. But I'm also cracking up.
Exactly.
So now it turned into a fight. Because basically, it sounds like she cheated on her husband, right? Like, she was sleeping around.
Probably.
That's my guess, is that she was cheating on her husband. He found out. That broke up the family, and the kids won't speak to her. That's my guess. I don't know. I don't know anything.
Sounds good.
So now they start arguing, and Brittany goes, you have no idea what you're talking about. She goes, I don't care. You just shut up. No, you shut me up. Shut me up then. She goes, no, seriously, shut me up then. She's like, you cannot hit so below the belt, Mary.
She's like, you make me shut up. She's like, don't you ever, ever bring up my kids again. Put your finger down, okay? Like, how about that? You just shut up. She goes, but I am not attacking you as a mom. There cannot be anything lower or meaner than that. It's like, well, welcome to Salt Lake City, bitch.
And she's like, anyone that mom shames should be ashamed of themselves. Just, I can think of a, I don't know, thesaurus, but anyway, still. And don't you ever bring up my kids. You know nothing, Mary. And Lisa's like, this is going a little too far, okay? It's not going far enough, Mary. But it's just like ready to go.
Yeah, we're going a little bit too far. And Mary's like, well, she's down here telling you to shut up. Okay, you know what? Everyone show her some respect. If you respect me, honestly. And Brahman is like, well, I'd like to learn something about Brittany that didn't feel unhinged. That's how I feel about Brittany right now. And Brittany's like, wait, what? Say that again? Everything I've learned about you so far feels chaotic AF. I'm sorry.
This is coming from the lady with stacked chairs with neon in them that she paid thousands of dollars for.
Dressed like a Rubik's Cube. So Bronwyn's like, you're on again, you're off again, you're in a Costco cart, you called her poor, you called me a hoarder, so all I know about you is the party, and you came in there hot and wild. I'm sorry you did.
Hot and wild. And Heather's like, oh my God, I feel like I've dragged Brittany into this. She's like a baby deer in front of all these wolves, and she's just not up for the fight, and it's just not warranted. I mean, they don't know her. This feels like she's getting kicked into the teeth. I just hate this. I hate this.
All these vicious people. Lisa, Mary, Maylee. So Maylee's there too, but I just want to remind everyone Maylee's there. So Bronwyn's like, she's like, you know, at a certain place, all these words matter, and you've got to get in the mix on the words that, on what words mean, okay? Like, get your words right, girl, okay? Like, did you know that YSL spells Yves Saint Laurent? Do you know that? It's like, could you spell it? I made a joke about it before.
And she goes, and I know you don't like me saying it, but it's true. Get your words tight. And then Heather's like, you know why I don't like you saying that? Because if we want to get our words in order, you're going to need to get your words in order, Missy, because you've been giving everyone a different story.
It's like, so Heather's going to go scorched earth on this girl early because she's got to protect her friend of dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Because you know what? I went with Whitney, and she said you were supportive of her. But on our Wendy's drive with Lisa, yes, best fast food chain in America. Yeah, when our Wendy's drive with Lisa, you were team fucking Lisa. And I have the receipts, the proof,
oh my God, timeline. Please. She's going to say it. She's going to say it enough. I can't. You're going to make my head explode. She's going to say it 30 times. Just
Bronwyn's like, that's not true. And Heather's like, and you know what, you were saying horrible things about Whitney. Horrible. And Maylee's like, are you serious, sis? And Heather goes, yeah. And that made me feel like you were being two-faced to Lisa and me and two-faced to Whitney.
Yeah. And so now they're fighting about this. And then Whitney's like, what did she say about me? And she goes, she was talking about when you said this is a healed Whitney. And you said you had tears of laughter crying from your eyes. And Bron was like, I said I laughed. Okay. I laughed at Angie. And I did tell Whitney that anyway. And so Whitney's like, yeah, if that's all Bronwyn said, she admitted it to my face. So who cares?
Yeah.
And then we see her saying, she's laughing and she's like, oh my God, did you practice that in front of a mirror? That whole like, do you want to see the hill, Whitney? So she did. That was pretty good. So she's like, I don't think Heather's energy really matches what happened.
Also, and by the way, Bronwyn has a legitimate reason to not like Brittany. They had a bad interaction. And Heather's reasoning for not liking Bronwyn is much more tenuous. It's based off of like, I don't know if I like the way she's talking about Whitney right now, even though I don't it's not concrete in the same way. So like, I think Bronwyn's allowed to shade Brittany in this case. I think Heather's barking up the wrong tree.
Well, Heather said earlier in the episode that she doesn't like her because she's felt this energy before, meaning Monica, and they cut to Monica and she's like, these people who are like insinuating closeness. It's like she's practiced this. Like, she already knows she's like going to come in and start fight. Yeah. Like she's basically a fan coming in to start fights. And, you know, she already knows who she's going to go up against and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, okay. But you're on a TV show at the same time. You know what I mean?
But also like Brittany is the one who's actually acting the most like that. Brittany is the one who clearly seems like she did her homework. She has a game plan of how she wants to come onto the show. She knows exactly what sort of splash she wants to make at a group event. So, it's kind of funny that that's Heather's insecurities.
And she's friends with Andy Harrington. I mean, there's no thirstier than that. You know what I mean? And Heather is...
I forgot.
Heather's got all like the kind of needy, thirsty friends, you know? And the other people bring on the more confident friends. Because this girl's a mess too. This Brittany girl. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Where were we here in this silliness?
So basically, just coming out of this flashback. Whitney's kind of shooting down this whole thing. She's like, I didn't get offended. She already told me. And then Bron was saying, Lisa... what is she doing? Is she conflating everything into one convo? And Heather's like, I'm not conflating anything. And when he's like, yeah, but you're being messy and confusing. And so she's basically like, well, we went to lunch and I left the car thinking everything with you is poisonous, especially about Whitney, especially about Maylee. And then to find out.
She tried to bring Maylee into it. Maylee's like, what, sis?
And then to find out, and they cut her off. And Bronwyn's like, wait, did you feel that way, Lisa? And Lisa's like, I think you have a very different way of speaking. Like, I understand the way she talks. So maybe that's why I'm not thinking that. Like, Heather needs people to be on her side, but they're like, no, I'm team anti whoever this dumbass is who just stood up and gave herself a toast for going to Costco with a guy.
Wait a second. This is horrifying. So you left that lunch feeling like she liked Maylee and Whitney. Come on, Maylee. I'm trying to get you into this fight here. Come on. You can dive in. I'm saying your name. That's your cue. Go on stage. Okay. You felt like she liked Maylee and Whitney wanted to reach out to them and go to lunch. No, don't just say sis, Maylee. Come on. Rise the challenge.
You're right, sis. Sorry to interrupt you, sis. Go ahead. So then she's still trying to make this happen. And she's like, yeah, I mean, one minute you act like you like her and then the next, or you don't like her. And the next minute you're out to lunch being best friends with Whitney. And Angie's like, everyone is entitled to have a change of heart after they hear another side. And Lisa's like, yeah, we can also have change of heart. Okay. And she goes, yeah, but like Bronwyn feels so strong about Brittany owning her words. I'm like, own your words then.
But you're not saying let's all own our words. You're saying I should own my words. And everyone here has said something. And Bronwyn tells us, I don't understand where Heather is coming from because I was not doing a monologue at an open mic night for Lisa and Heather. So I'm surprised it's being used against me when I don't think anyone disagreed with my opinion.
So Lisa's like, that was a communal conversation. It was communal.
Yeah, she basically, Lisa's like, no, Bronwyn was being snarky. And she goes, that's what I'm telling her. Like, stop yelling. She's like, I'm not yelling. That's just the way I talk. That's for Angie's benefit to know that this is the way I talk. Take me alive, man. I'm not making any more excuses for me anymore.
And then Bronwyn's, no, she's like, I'm not yelling. Oh, no. She goes, it was a communication. Bronwyn, you were snarky. Like, and she says, yeah, but that's what I'm telling her. Stop yelling. She's, I'm not yelling. It's the way I talk.
Despite knowing Lisa for 7 or 8 years now, I'm just like so surprised that she has nothing to say to defend me. Classic, by the way. Classic, classic. Friend gets brought on, does not get defended the way she wants to be, or vice versa. Maybe the person who brought her on does not feel she's being defended. And then now they are going to turn on each other. Oh, it's a tale as old as time.
So then Whitney, of course, senses that she's not winning yet. So she's like, at a basic human level, if someone's being vulnerable and telling you about their... Done. Wait for it. Trauma. Do not weaponize it to hurt them. Ow, trauma, ow.
No one is weaponizing it.
But we need to do better about trauma. You guys steamrolled me. Trauma.
No, no, we did not steamroll you. We did not steamroll you. We're not going to use the word steamroll because you know what steamrolling is? Going on a podcast and talking about your fucking friends when they can't defend themselves. That's a steamroll. And I haven't done anything to you, okay? Do not say the S word.
Yeah, but I'm sorry to hurt you because that wasn't my intention, but I was provoked. All you do is talk feelings and start talking in facts, and then we can have a good conversation. The fact is, you've been a shitty friend.
Oh, you're a shitty friend. You're a shitty friend. Where are all your calls?
You are.
Where are all your messages? Where's the skywriting?
You're shittier. Don't talk over me. It's dramatic.
No, I will talk over you because I'm going to steamroll. You want to say steamroll? I'll show you steamroll.
Ow, trauma,
where are you inviting me to things?
You hit me with trauma. Ow, ow.
May I interject here? Okay, I'm as a future bat mitzvah, okay, that means I'm still a little girl. I'm not an adult yet, so a little girl is here to talk. I would like to say something on this topic.
Okay, go for it. I feel the same.
You're a shitty friend. You're a shitty friend. No, I'm going to talk. Steamroll. I'm going to steamroll. Don't you dare say steamroll because no one here steamrolls. Okay, Meredith, sorry. I'm going to talk over you. You bonded with them over your hatred of me, and you're getting busted, Whitney.
She's like, well, I'm clear. I'm sorry I talked about you on the podcast then. She's like, thank you, Whitney. Thank you, Whitney. Okay, I appreciate the apology, but it doesn't take away from the fact that we saw the shows.
Would I also like an apology from Whitney? Of course. Is it surprising that I'm not getting one right now? No, not at all. I guess bath bomb stealers will never apologize.
So then Whitney is like, I think everyone at this table is amazing, and I'm glad today happened, because I feel like there's still a lot of things that need to be resolved, but I'm now comfortable to invite you all to the glamorous town of Milwaukee.
They're like, wow. What?
It's like, what?
But like in the middle of the fight, and she's like, guys, while we're here fighting, it made me realize we really should all be going on a group trip together.
Ding, ding, yeah. Ding,
Trixie.
I have an announcement.
Trixie, book.
I was really nervous to come here today, but I just wanted to say, you guys, Whitney and I, we liked each other when we first saw each other. Guys, Whitney has just asked me to marry her. Thank you. Thank you, Whitney.
No, I just want you to come to Milwaukee with me because Trixie booked me to host a drag night at her event in Milwaukee.
And everyone's like, oh, great, Milwaukee. And Mary goes, can I say this? That's where my dad's from. Well, she basically is saying her dad's from Milwaukee, which means we'll probably have a scene of her going to his house. And so Whitney is like, I would love for all of you just to come on my girls' trip to be together and continue the bonding that we've had, like we just had right now in this discussion. I booked a private jet. It's called Southwest.
Well, I'm not sure if I can make it, but we'll discuss that later.
It's not that I don't want to go to Milwaukee. I mean, who wouldn't want to go to Milwaukee in the middle of winter? But I do have a bat mitzvah to prepare for. It's not that I don't necessarily want to go to Milwaukee. It's just I don't want to go with Whitney.
Oh, gosh. So then Heather's like, I might not be going. And Whitney's like, good, I hope you don't. So she says, if these bitches can't get themselves together for 2 days, then we have way bigger problems than that. And Angie's like, I'll see you in Milwaukee, bitch.
And that's the end of the episode, which was hilarious. I mean, this show just works. It just goes. It's just so funny and so good. Love having SLC back. Love this double Mormon lifestyle we're living between this and the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. Thanks everyone for listening, and we do recap that show too, so be sure to check it out on our feed. And we got some Orange County later this week, so stick around for that, and we will catch you on the next episode. Bye everyone. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Erin McNicholas,
she don't miss no trickolas.
Jamie,
she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Let's get feely with Maggie Sheely.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Cast a Spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.